my friends. I'm Pastor Mike Hazelwood with Zion Baptist Church here in beautiful Benton, Tennessee, gateway to the Cherokee National Forest. I want to thank you for joining us again for worship and a message from God's Word. I also want to encourage you to like us on Facebook at Zion Baptist Church Benton and drop us an email and let us know how God has blessed you. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Well, once again, good morning. It's good to see each and every one of you. And again, we'd like to welcome our internet listening audience. And on this special Sunday, I know actually next Sunday is Christmas Eve, and then the following Monday is Christmas. We're aware of that. But the good news is the actual day of Christmas is never actually pinpointed in the Scriptures. And so every day ought to be a day of celebrating the birth of Christ and coming to be the propitiation for our sins to make us right with God. As you are aware, and for those listening by way of the internet, we have a special guest today from the Tennessee Baptist Convention's Children's Home. And Rick and Stephanie Sandbridge, is that correct? And they're nodding at me, and so that's correct. And we're very blessed to be able to have them here. And I'd like to share with you just a few facts and statistics this morning. Because not very often you have an opportunity to see some of your cooperative program dollars and your Mother's Day offering and things of that nature coming back in the flesh. And we have it in the flesh with us today. Just a small, small portion of it, but yet a great portion of it. Because it represents the lives of each and every one of these beautiful young ladies. You know, when they got here and they were coming in, I saw a rose and a rose and a rose and a rose and a rose. And then the thorn come up in the rear back there. Rick come up in the rear. And very beautiful young ladies. And we are just delighted to have you all here. And I want each and every one of you to know, and I'm not trying to embarrass you in any way, but I want y'all to know that this whole service today is dedicated for you all. And the meal that follows is dedicated to you. And it's just to show you the tangible, the physical love that Jesus Christ has for each and every one of you. Y'all are immensely important to Him. So I want you to listen to just a few of these facts and statistics that I have for you. And the model of the Tennessee Baptist Convention is to strive to be a ministry to children and families that leads them to become a whole person in Christ Jesus through faith, hope, and what's the greatest? Love. And the Children's Home has 5 locations throughout the state, and they do not accept any type of government funding, so they can be able to share and teach and have homes that are indicative of showing the love of Christ and teaching the love of Christ to not only children, but these aren't children, these are young adults, these young ladies here, but be able to bring them into that type of atmosphere and just to love on them and show them that. And so we're very grateful for that. And since it doesn't receive any government funding, it relies very heavily not only on a Tennessee Baptist Convention, but through the entrepreneurship of individuals and their giving and through the Mother's Day offering, which helps bring all this together. I was just doing a little looking around. These are just a few of the statistics, but I want you to know not only through our Mother's Day offering that we take up, but every Sunday when we take up an offering, and then we send part of that offering to the Tennessee Baptist Convention and the cooperative program. That what goes to the cooperative program, 4.4% of the cooperative program money then is sent to the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home. What's allocated toward that? And in 2017, that represented roughly $1,474,721. And then through other contributions and churches and individuals and things of that nature, $3,901,000, close to $4 million. And so the giving makes a difference. The giving, and then there's a lot of the giving that's not even recorded, like giving that goes through special events and things of that nature, and gifts and so on and so forth. And I've said all that to say this, the whole annual of assets and expenses and giving, listen to this, girls, young ladies, and the rest of you, $33 million. $33 million. Now, I say that to say this, young ladies, and for the rest, that's how important you are to Christ. That's how important you are to Christ. And God is absolutely sovereign over everything and over everyone. And so He moves on the hearts and lives of people, not only for these young ladies that we have with us today, but others and other children that we have been able, God has given us the ability to be able to be a part, just a small part, of encouraging them and loving them. And so I want to thank the Lord, and I want to commend you all for your giving, for your faithful giving, not only on the Mother's Day offering, but then every Sunday when we take up an offering and that's sent to the cooperative program, and then for that percentage that goes to the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home. You see, when you give through Christ and through the church, it just keeps going. It just keeps giving. So I want you to be aware of that every Sunday when you give, and we're very grateful and very thankful for that. And then in the process of all of this, and in the process of equipping and providing for the young people and young adults through the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home, God also calls people into vocational ministries, and not only through the staff from the Tennessee Baptist Convention down through the Children's Home, but I like to say where the rubber meets the road is with the house parents, I call them. Or do y'all have another political correct name? Have they changed all that, or is it house parents? Okay. And that's where the rubber meets the road at that point right there. And Rick and Stephanie. And Stephanie, I want to call you Sandy so bad I can taste it. But if I do, please forgive me. But I don't know why. But it's Rick and Stephanie. And Rick's over here going, that's right, that's right. Anyone think it's anybody else? And but we thank God for His calling on you all's lives. And we thank God for your response to that calling and the investment that you're making in not only these young ladies' lives, but in others' children and young men and young women's lives, that He gives you an opportunity to lay that too. I cannot but imagine the work and the effort that goes into it. And at times, I'm sure it's tough. As a pastor, I know that it can be heartbreaking. And but I'd just like to encourage you to know, let you know that, and I know you know this, but it's worth it. If God's called you to it, it's worth it. That alone makes it worth it. And my prayer is that He'll continue to strengthen you all in your calling, and your calling to follow Him, and whatever that flesh is out to be in the days ahead, and in your calling in your marriage, to love one another and exemplify that in front of these people. And that's the greatest witness of all, is loving one another, and I'm sure you're aware of that. And so I would ask now, and I want y'all to know I was sweating bullets. I was thinking I was going to pull something out of the hat this morning. I said, if they don't get here, I'm going to have to just pull one of them sermons out of the hat. And Johnny Campbell said, please don't do that. That's often a mess like that. And would y'all join me in standing, and would you welcome Miss Stephanie Sandbridge to the pulpit of Zion Baptist Church? That means, would you stand to your feet? That's right. Now, would you welcome her to the pulpit?
Well, we thank y'all very much, and we left in plenty of time to get here. But we had a scenic route. We went up to Charleston and came back down and around and through. And GPS don't always work. So we're glad to be here. Thank y'all very much. It's a joy to be at the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home. And I will tell you, it's a calling. God called us 6 years ago, Ricky and I, to the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home. And we first started out at Kingsport, Tennessee, at the campus up there. We are from Mississippi, from Byram, Mississippi. We've been in construction for over 30 years. We're a general contractor. And my parents started that in 1968. So it was a long-standing business. And we closed the doors to that business and went full into the ministry, the calling, and just kind of stepped out on a limb and didn't know what we were getting into, but love every minute of it. When we went to Kingsport in 2012, we went up there and they had a house of boys. And we have two sons back home that are grown. One's married. And we, at the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home there, all boys, I thought that's great. We raised sons, that'll be easy. So we were there for about 9 months and they sent us, asked us to come down to Chattanooga. That's closer to home, so I was happy about that. So there we went to Chattanooga, and we had boys 1 week, nine boys 1 week, nine girls 1 week. So we had 18 children that we were responsible for. And our campus holds in Chattanooga 35 children's homing we have there on that campus. So there we had boys and girls there for a few years, and then they called and the position came open for all girls. And they called us in the office one day and asked, would y'all like to do girls? And I said, are y'all being funny or what? We raise sons. And so I said, I don't think so, but I appreciate the offer. They said, well, the offer's there for y'all. So we went home that Christmas, and we hadn't been home Christmas, but it's Christmas to us to just go home during December. So I was with my mother, cooking and cleaning and doing things, and with my daddy. And the more I was with them, the more I thought about those girls. Mm-hmm. Thought about, because I had them. We had them once, 1 week, and then we had the boys 1 week. I thought, if that's what God wants us to do, that's what we'll do. Mm-hmm. So God woke me up every morning. I said, Lord, I'm off. He said, you're not off for me ever. I said, yeah, I know that. So I said, well, next morning, he woke me up again. Ricky said, what are you doing every morning about 4 o'clock? I said, I don't know. God's turning me inside out. I'll tell you that for sure. Because I am praying about these girls that we've had all this time, and knowing they're going to have to get a new house mom and adjust, and a lot of them were seniors graduating that year. So we called our boss that Monday. This was Saturday and Sunday. And we called our boss as soon as he got back in the office and said, is the job still open? Would you like for us to have it? And he said, we've already filled the other position. That'd be great. So we took on the girls there and have loved it ever since. But there is a difference in raising girls than boys. We've learned that. And kind of have to just pick your battles and go on with whatever God has for you. Just the little things you let slide sometimes, but we have some good times. But a lot of people ask us, what do you do? Well, we are, what do you do with the children? We're mom and dad that they don't have right now. Some are here, they're true orphans. We've had some just here for a short time. Some have been here for a long time. And we're a taxi driver. Rick's good at that. He drives them all around. He has a long school route, one of the longest school routes on our campus. And we're mentors. We're the cook. We're the clean up, whatever. We keep the campus clean. The girls help. That's how they earn some of their money, is to keep part of the campus clean. And help them financial, teach them how to keep their money and how to not just throw it away, and how to tithe, and when they earn that money, what to do with that money. Because the best thing is, though, that we want to show them is the love of Jesus Christ, and teach them and show them how our parents taught us. We were both blessed with great parents growing up in a great Christian church, and God-loving mom and dad that just took care of us and shared Jesus with us from before we were born. And so we just want to show them a real family and a real love that Jesus has. So all that being said, we just have our Shakira is our 71st child that we've had. Through our 6 years that we've been at the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home. And so we, there on our campus at Chattanooga, we have 6 cottages. And what they do is they stay with us 2 weeks, and then they'll go to a relief cottage. We're called primary house parents. And they'll go to a relief cottage, and they'll stay there a week, and then they'll come back to their primary cottage. And their primary cottage is where they live and keep all their things. And so when they go for that week, they found that it's best for the child to move instead of the house parents, because we have moved before as house parents to each house. And that kind of is hard, harder to do than just to move the children. So we transport all our children to school. There's one bus that comes through Hamilton County School. Ivy is a bus stop there on our campus, and that campus or bus stop is for Hamilton County. And we have had some children going out to Ivy. We have 5 different schools in our cottage. Even though we have 5 children right now, we have one more that'll be here right after Christmas with us. And we transport all our kids to school in our vans. We have we pay for our schools unless there's a donation or a sponsor that pays for the schooling for the year for us. We have some that go to private schools. We have Boyd Buchanan, Tyner, Middle School, and Hamilton Heights, and Bethel, a Bethel Bible that our children go. I'm trying to think, that's all of them that go right now to ours. And so we are members of Ridgedale Baptist Church there in Chattanooga, and the girls are in the choir there at Ridgedale, the youth choir. And they take summer trips. This past year we went to Memphis and did a mission trip in Memphis, and just reach street people there in Memphis. And people give to us, so we are trying to, in return, teach them to give back to people. So we want them to know it's not all about getting stuff, and we like to show them how to love on people also, and how to be thankful and give back and work. And we also work downtown with a homeless ministry, and they go down there about once every 8 weeks and help feed the homeless downtown Chattanooga. So we try to do things like that where they are not just, you know, all the time receiving, but also giving of God's love. And so we, this is Tennessee Baptist Children's Home 126th year. And as Brother Mike gave some statistics, we do have, through our Mother's Day offering, it's our largest, we're nonprofit, and that's our largest income for the year, and then through the corporate program. And if it wasn't for churches like y'all and people, loving, kind people giving toward, that's the way we stay in operation. And we've had a little bit of cutting this year. In the end of this month, we'll be closing our campus in Oakdale, and so we're getting a child from there, and then they're going to make that a foster cottage up there. And so that they're doing that, making that like that, and they can serve about the same number of children that we're serving across the state, with about $1 million less dollars. And so that's why we're doing the program like that. But we'll still have campus there in Chattanooga, and then they're adding to some houses in Millington. Is that right, Ricky?
Yeah.
Millington. So they're kind of regrouping, and we're want to be good stewards of God's money, and that's real important to Ricky and I, and to instill in the girls too. And they probably can tell you that I'm always saying turn the lights out and do this and do that, and you'll know one day when you're paying for it. So that's just the mom and me that my parents taught me to. So we are happy to be at the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home. But like I said before, it is a calling, because I remember the first time we were at Kingsport, we only had four boys when we came there, and we raised two sons. So there for a while, we were relief house parents, so we only worked 1 week, and we were off 2 weeks, and we didn't live there. We traveled back to Pigeon Forge, and we lived in a small little cabin there for the 2 weeks. And we go back, and at one time I said, Ricky, I just feel like I'm babysitting. I don't feel like I'm making any good at all. And so I kind of almost gave up on God about 5 or 6 months in. I miss my boys at home. That's the hardest thing about it, is being away from our children. That's the really, and our parents. But the Lord said, well, you might think you're babysitting, but you're doing more than that. After he talks me a good bit, gives me a few good talkings too, I'll tell you. Because you get down sometimes, but then you'll see something great come, exactly, the exciting, because you'll be almost down to a breaking point, and they'll come to you with something that only God could do, that only God could put together, or the greatest gift of all, they'll have salvation. They'll know Jesus. And I've had the privilege of seeing these come to Christ. Shakira's been with us about a month, so the others, I've seen them walk with the Lord. And that's an exciting time. We go to Camp Smoky in summer, and the Camp Smoky is a great place. They've accepted Christ there. We work there with Camp Smoky, and Ricky and I work in the kitchen, and we're counselors there. We stay with them. Usually if they go to camp, Ricky and I hang with them, or if they go on a mission trip, we go with them. We don't let them get very far without us. One, I miss them while they're gone, and two, I love mission work. So when I was younger, back in my high school days and college days, I was a summer missionary for the Mississippi Baptist Convention Board, and I went to Oregon and Washington State, and I was 18 years old then, and I knew then that God called me, but I didn't have his call fully in place 100% until 6 years ago. So it was 25 years later that I truly answered God's call. Ricky and I have always been in church and did WMU and Brotherhood, and I did, as a kid, I did ACT teams and all GAs and all that, and mission friends and stuff. But I knew that God called me then. We had our family and we raised our boys and we did things in church and very active always in church. It always set in my heart. Ricky always said, "You still need a little more, don't you?" I said, "Yeah, a little more, just a little more." So we were fortunate enough to be taught by great pastors back home, and we just kept learning more and learning more, and God was preparing us for now. It took those years that he prepared us, and still we still learn today things that we need to carry out the ministry that we're doing now. But you can look back, and I tell the girls, you look back at things that God put in place for you back then. You didn't know what it was for, but now I can say I know what it was for. I know what he was preparing us for. And so I'm thankful for those days, and thankful for being able to go and start out in college through the Baptist Student Union. I'm thankful for that, because I knew then that God called me, and that was before I met Ricky, really, and then married him. And that was one thing I knew that God wanted me to have, was a godly man. And that was something that I seeked out and found, was a godly man. And that right there put the glove on for us to have a great marriage. Amen. So this will be 33 years this coming up year. So I know he didn't look that old, but I look a little older than him, the kids say. They think he's about 38, and I'm like, really? So, okay. But we thank y'all for inviting us today, coming out, and if y'all have any questions, or Tia's going to sing for us. And you want to come on up, Tia? And then after she sings, I'll turn it back over to you. All right.
She'll just use that mic right
okay.
there. Turn
All right.
it on. It's off.
All right, Tia. Yeah. Thank y'all.
You're welcome.
Hey, my name is Tia, and I'm 17. I'm in 11th grade. I go to Hamilton Heights, and I've been at the children's home for almost 5 years. And I really don't have anything to give y'all, but I'll give y'all a gift with my voice. I've been singing for a while, and I go to different churches and sing, and I really enjoy it because I like to bless people. And so I'm just going to sing two songs, O Holy Night and Broken Vessels.
Okay.
Okay. O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining, it is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world When the soul felt its worth, a thrill of hope, the weary soul rejoices for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices, oh, night and divine, oh, night when Christ was born, truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise, we let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. Oh, night and divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Broken Vessels. It has Amazing Grace in it, but it kind of changes a little bit. It's like contemporary. It's like more today.
Yeah,
let it go. All these pieces broken and scattered, in mercy gathered, mended and whole. Empty handed, but not forsaken. I've been set free. I've been set free. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see it now. Set your treasure in jars of clay. So take this heart, Lord, I'll be your vessel. The world to see your life in me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see you now. Oh, I can see the love in your eyes, laying yourself down.
Your name? That's right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Amen. Aren't you glad you came today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Miss Tia, you said something I thought was very interesting when she came up, and I appreciate your humility and your spirit and all. And I believe it was, I don't have anything to give you, but I'll sing for you. Bless you that way. I want you to know that what you have to give is greater than any gift, tangible gift that can be given. And that's allowing God to use you. And so you've always got something to give, as does the rest of the ladies there. And I appreciate you, hon, singing for the Lord. And that was beautiful. And as it comes from the heart. And there's so much more I'd like to say, but I promised myself I wasn't going to preach this morning. So I'm not going to preach this morning. But there's a lot of lessons in what Miss Stephanie shared. And I'll say this to Miss Stephanie. I find oftentimes in my own life, and I'm sure with Rick also, and every great prophet in the Bible through the Old Testament and through the New go through bouts of depression and wandering. Even of John the Baptist, whom Jesus said himself, there's none greater. Even at one time, John the Baptist sent some men and said, "Is this he?" As he was in prison, "Is this the one, or should we seek another?" And so I think a lot of times, I know in my personal life, those times when it really gets tough and the questions arise and all of that, I think for me that's just a process of God breaking me a little bit more to where he can fill me with more of himself. And so I've learned to kind of get excited when those things happen, because I know that he's continuing in the process and building us up till we come to the fullness and the likeness of his character. Rick, you done well not saying anything today. And let Stephanie talk, and she done a fantastic job. And we appreciate y'all and love y'all. We're going to take up our regular church offering, and then we're going to see a small video clip. Of course, December is the Lottie Moon Christmas offering month, and so we'll see that. Then afterwards, we'll be dismissed, and we'll go to the